But good morning. Good morning, y'all. As he's saying that old Beastie Boys album, time to get up and go to work. Old Beastie Boys album, man. Everything's old now. Everything that was nice and young in my youth is old now. Hey guys, if you appreciate these videos, if you like these videos, please make sure you give a thumbs up. If you watch it, you know, give an engagement, say where you're from, let us know what you're up to. Give a little heart. Share it with your friends. Sharing is caring. Anyways, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu report this morning. Took it a little easy this morning. Took it. Good morning, Simon. Good morning, Meg. I'll be home here in a moment. This morning was actually kind of funny. Just walking in. You know everybody goes in with you in the morning these days. Told your children to get clothes on. Dad is live. BJJ report. BJJ report. Josh Shell, good morning. Meg, I'll be there in a minute, like I said. Took it a little slower this morning, which was really nice. Been working with my buddy Dwayne Rutter. He's coming along magnificently. And yeah, just really proud of the work that he's been doing and putting into himself. And so it's really cool to be working with people who are putting that kind of work into themselves and you know, be surrounded by people like that. Meg will also testify that to the same fact. We'll give ASIS a shout out, which is a CrossFit gym right down the street. I'm gonna give them a shout out just because they don't have a sign. So good morning, killer. Just a couple of really great exercise facilities that are happening right down here in the Fuquave Arena Sports Complex. And it's really great to be associated with not just the owners, who are both excellent guys, but what they've created. What they've created is a place that fosters growth. And something I'm getting, I guess crushing it works, killing it and all that other stuff, it all works. And I appreciate that sentiment, but this is a place where they are aggressively nurturing people to be their best. And being surrounded with people who are like miracle growths, it's not only is it addictive, because a lot of us anyways, I know myself, have grown up in not in bad places, but I had never grew up in a team sport myself, nor have I been around such camaraderie where people really want as much for you as they want for themselves. And they're willing to, you know, John last night when he was teaching the kids, was talking a little bit about not holding anything back that you know. Don't hold back anything that you know. Don't give people just enough so that they can make it on by. Tell them everything. Tell them everything. John, I forget, you know, exactly why, you know, feel free to chime in. But I know that you know, that gives the other person the ability to teach all of that. But I think there's just a sense of ultimate generosity. Because knowledge is not something that should really be withheld. And again, too, I know that John called out. It's like, listen, you know, there's going to be certain things that he's not going to teach you until you're ready for it, right? We don't teach our children to handle a knife at age 2, because that's not wise, at least not unsupervised. If you've done it, that's fine. That's great. I know that we don't. And everybody's going to approach that differently. Anyways, so not withholding anything and teaching them all that they can know, and not really keeping any secrets, right? I don't know how many of you guys have ever gone to a seminar or gone to a webinar or, you know, gotten involved with any of that stuff in the online space where you go and they're like, hey, we're going to tell you all this stuff, but we're going to leave out the missing ingredient because then, you know, we need you to pay for that. You can't have that. The one missing piece, because of XYZ, going to need you to send $97, $47, $497, yada, yada, yada. Or You know, they've given you everything that they could give you, and then, you know, they lead you to believe that there's more, and sometimes there's not, in all honesty. But I certainly appreciate the sentiment of teaching everything that you can. I love the space that's there. I know that Sam down in Estes does it as well. Great, like I said, it's just great to be around people who are willing to show and share everything that they've got. You know, everybody that I work with, they talk about, when I say they, I'm talking in jiu-jitsu, it's like, be a good partner, you know, and being a good partner isn't strictly, you know, not being a dead fish. I talk about this all the time. It's like, if I don't feel the choke coming in just right, I'm like, hey, tighten up the choke. Or, you know, this week we're working on some ankle locks, and, you know, getting the positions a little bit difficult for those of us that are older and less flexible. That's me and the rest of us that are older and less flexible. It's a little bit difficult to get into that position, and your partner's like, hey, listen, you need to tuck your elbow, tighten up here, and pull back here. Ah, there you go. Now my ankle really hurts, right? Because before, you're just kind of stretching it out. And so when your partner is willing to put themselves in that uncomfortable position for you so that you can learn, that's pretty cool, man. That's real cool. And I'm just glad to be surrounded by those type of people. Have a great instructor and be in, I'd call them overlapping communities and expanding. So hopefully everybody who is in the area gets an opportunity to check out Estes, gets the opportunity to check out the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. There's plenty of other really just great things going on down there. But that's my shout out this morning. That's what I'm learning at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Simon, I'm going to go ahead and read that, whatever you're typing there, when I'm able to. I appreciate everybody tuned in this morning. I appreciate everybody. I really do. Okay, that's it. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu report out.